hear what Shane has in his radio satchel here on the Wall Street Shuffle.
All right, I got to ask Shane. Danny said that I was rude to our last guest. Was I rude to our last guest?
No.
Okay.
Not as rude as you could have been or should have been. Back to you, Dan.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay.
Welcome. I didn't say rude. I said you beat him up a little bit.
Yeah, you said rude. Welcome back to the Wall Street Shuffle, 877-326-3255. We appreciate having you on. My good friend is going to make this the last segment just disappear as a distant memory because he will just be so compelling, so interesting. Listen to him. You don't need to talk about retirement plans without talking to the Magombo. How are you, buddy?
Exactly right.
How are you, pal?
Well, I'm fine. How are you, Dan?
I'm great. I had an insurance salesman on a second ago, and it was we were talking retirement, and that wasn't getting me anywhere because I told the guy, I said, I don't believe that Social Security will be there. I'm having a hard time working that into my retirement plan. Was I wrong?
No, I think you'll always get it. They can always put more money to do that. But as far as your other retirement plans and stocks and bonds, no, you'll lose money on that. It's guaranteed.
Well, I laugh because there are a number of friends of mine who have been, and Danny and I were talking about this, who have been downsized or outsourced or offshored or been reassigned, whatever the contemporary nomenclature is, and they're scared about retirement. And they're in their 50s. And they don't really have a lot of time to make up for bad decisions over the last 5 or 10 years. Not all decisions were their doing. So there's got to be a plan out there for those folks. And I honestly believe, without giving financial advice, I honestly believe that there's not a better plan for people to make up ground than precious metals, whether it's paper, whether it's bullion or whatever it is, because I see I'm going to hand this over to you for question here. I see precious metals outperforming percentage-wise almost everything else out there. Now, my question to you is that true?
Short answer, yes. Long answer, you bet your bottom, yes. There's nothing better than precious metals all the way through history. Come on. You want 4,500 years of history to back you up. Okay. And you're going to ask me, well, Richard, what do you think about this? Well, I'll tell you.
Well, I heard a guy on one of the TV financial shows this morning, and he was talking about how proud he was that he was getting a 4% yield off of this stock or a 5% dividend off of this stock. But after you adjust for the new dividend tax that's coming up, that yield might only be 3% or 2.8%. People are proud of these 2% and 3% and 4% returns on their investment. And if you happen to be in your 50s and you are and to outperform the market, you only got to get about a 5% return. You can't cover any ground. You can't make any ground up by the time you turn 62 or 65 at that rate.
No, in fact, it's impossible for the average investor to do better than the average. Most everybody's got to lose because this guy is making, 3%? Suppose he's making 4%. Prices are going up at 6%, so he's losing 2% of his purchasing power right from the get-go. And of that little gain that he's making 2%, he's got to pay 30% in gains taxes.
I know.
So you reduce that down to, you're losing 3% and 4% a year by making 3% a year.
Magombo, you have the same type of friends. I don't want to say the same circle of friends because we live a few miles apart.
Yes.
But we have the same types of friends. And I know you've had friends like I do that are struggling with these decisions because of some bad luck or bad investment advice or whatever. What do you tell them? How do you tell them to make that gap up and not bet the farm, not have to be out there playing, triple and quadruple long this and all these other things? How do you get them to say, look, it may not be the best plan, but here's a 5-year plan, here's a 7-year plan. Do you just tell them to buy silver and gold?
Yes, I would, and as soon as possible. There is nothing else that's going to pay off. It would be impossible. Name another period in history so it isn't such foolishness as that we're doing here. By supporting it, it's bread and circuses of the Romans. It's the Greeks letting people retire at 50 with 100% of a pre-retirement income. There's craziness all over this world, and it cannot work out good. If it could work out well, every government through history would have done it.
Well, see, you forgot about the California lifeguard who retired at 50 with a $300,000 pension because that's what he was being paid in salary. A $300,000 salary to a California lifeguard.
Isn't that something?
It's so absurd. And then we hear today from the Democrats, all entitlement programs are off the table for this fiscal cliff discussion. And then we heard from the unions yesterday, no union benefits. We've already given back everything we're going to give back. Well, what's left? I'm not sure. What are we going to do? Are we going to stop using paper clips? How does the government expect to close this massive gap we're creating every day?
They don't. They just want to keep it going
right.
as long as possible. Like the guy on TV touting his book. That's what he does for a living. He sells stocks in bonds that yield 3%, and that's what the government does. They tell you everything is going to be fine. Don't worry about it. We'll just get through this little rough patch, and everything will be fine in a minute.
Hey, by the way, did you see the news article that the Treasury, how much the Treasury borrowed in one day on Friday, last week, after Thanksgiving? Danny, did you see that?
No.
Yeah,
did not.
One day to keep the government running, the Treasury borrowed $24.5 billion for one day.
They typically do more than that, as a matter of fact.
That's
not unusual at all.
Wow. I look at, we're spending, let's call it between $1 trillion and $2 trillion more than we bring in.
Right.
And so, take that by 365 days and you get, $5, $6, $8, $10 billion a day.
But a day.
$23 billion in one day was a big number.
Yeah, I know. They don't buy and sell them on Sundays and Saturdays.
Yeah, this is a Friday.
Yeah, so it's actually a lot more than in 5 days a week instead of 7 days a week. It's just getting bizarre. And Bernanke's already promising to buy up $40 billion a month of mortgage bonds and all the other government deficit spending money they have to create to soak up all those new government bonds. We're talking, they've got to do that kind of money all the time. They've got to do $100 billion or more a month.
I want to be as useful to our audience as possible. I didn't say entertaining here. I said useful when we get to this kind of stuff. I mean, you and I always have a lot of fun when we talk. You're my favorite guest. So I think we are entertaining. But at certain points, you just want to say, oh, my gosh, I so empathize with people that are in their middle 50s, late 50s, early 60s, trying to make retirement decisions in the midst of all this uncertainty and in the midst of just a horrible economic performance by the equity and the debt markets over the last 15 years. And I don't know what to tell them except buy something that you can't create more of, whatever that is. If it's whale eyes, and if you can figure a way to monetize whale eyes, I'm okay with that.
No, I like more of a history in my investment, Dan. And about 4,000 years rings just about right.
I know, brother. Hey, if looking into your crystal ball, my friend, I'm not looking at prices on gold. When do you think we'll start to, gold always tells us ahead of time before it's going to head into a major upturn. I mean, you can see it, you can feel it if you're attuned to it. Do you think we're going to see in the next year gold start to tick up significantly?
Well, I think a lot sooner than that because the Fed has actually been kind of quiescent here lately as far as creating money again. But last week they created $20 billion of brand new money. And this is the high-powered money that before the fractional reserve banking gets a hold of you. So you multiply $20 billion times 100.
Yep.
You got a lot of money suddenly being created in 1 week, and that's going to affect prices.
Well, I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's what always works out. It's not going to be anything new.
I know, my friend. All right, Magambo, it's always great to talk to you, my friend.
Nice talking to you.
God bless you, man. We'll talk to you next week, and hopefully more and more people will begin to pay attention to some of these at least alternatives that we're offering to them. They don't have to go do it, but they need to not poo-poo it.
That's one nice way of putting it. Thank you, Dan.
All right, take care, my friend.
You too, bye.
All right. You know, Shane, I blew right through your mid-trip audio wipe. You don't have it today. You're not ready.
Magambo takes precedence over the wipe.
I'm just checking. I just wanted to just
thank
check.
You for your consideration, Dan, but Magambo take precedence.
Yeah, well, precedence.
He's a Magambo guru.
He's not a president. He's a precedent. But he could be a president.
He's the president.
He's the president of the JMR fan club, the Junior Magombo Ranger fan club, and he identifies me as such every time I call.
I'm telling you, when I first got to know him probably 10 or 15 years ago, and he sent me an email saying, congratulations, my newest Junior Magombo Ranger. There was supposed to be a pin that came with that. But when I got that email, you know it's stupid. You know it's a goof. I've kept that email. For those of you who do not know Magombo's history, he was virtually a daily writer for the for Agora Publications, and we are so lucky to have him. Even if he writes sporadically for us, he's been right for so many years, and so many people have made a lot of money off his simple advice.
He actually was in the brokerage and insurance world, kind of like that previous guest a while ago on the dark side before he came into the light and saw the error of his ways.
Can't you tell that when you talk to him? Can't you just hear him selling you life insurance right now?
You know, but a lot of people do give credit. We've had listeners who have called in and emailed and said, given a lot of credit to the Wall Street Shuffle and Magombo over the past couple of years for really helping their bottom line and increasing their wealth.
Well, I appreciate that, Shane. I hope so, because our job here is to try to help people understand numbers over politics and how they relate. But more importantly is the markets have been so bad. The folks in New York have been such liars. The folks in Washington have been such liars. And you as individual investors have got to find a way to compensate for that. And Magombo's been on the money for 15 years. And I see no reason that he won't be on the money for the next 15 or 20 or 30 until the end of the world comes.
I like to talk to him about the Fed and the history of the monetary supply, not so much gold. I mean, I like gold too, but I like the currency knowledge in his head.
Yeah, I still had the insurance going through my head. I had a hard time transitioning.
I didn't know that till he brought it up to me once. He just told me that one day in an interview. You weren't here, and he mentioned it in an interview.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, folks, stay with us. We're going to come right back after this break. Traffic's coming up. 877-326-3255 is our number, and we'll be right back.
Well, let me tell you something. All that